What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on Yahoo for Tuesday, January 11th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comment section who your favorite plays are for today's slate. And finally, shout out to Yahoo for being the sponsor of the Yahoo Contenders video. Go to AwesomeO.com/Yahoo-promo. You can get a free month of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. You can get a little bit of a deposit bonus when you sign up. We got great tools on the website to hook you up, but follow that link on the banner. You can see it over here. And we round out the bottom of my top 10. Gary Trent, Scotty Barnes, Josh Giddey, Joe Val, and Nick Batum on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In first at number five, I've got Terrence Mann, small forward eligible, $14, projected 25, goal 34, optimal lineup 21% of the time. Mann just plays big minutes. You know exactly what you get out of him. 32 minutes here, 0.8 fantasy points per minute, 12.6 boards, 3 assists, slight pace down spot against Denver, but at 14 minutes, you're buying a lot of minutes pretty cheaply on a day where we don't have a ton of value. That's something that I like doing. Pretty nice ceiling here for number four, D'Angelo Russell, shooting guard eligible, $28, projected 37, goal 48, optimal lineup 21% of the time. I got him in for 33 minutes. He's a 1.1 fantasy point per minute guy. Slight pace down spot against the Pelicans, but not a great defense. 26% usage, 20 points, 7 assists, 4 boards. And if Patrick Beverley happens to be out, you could even see that assist rate go up. He'll look even better. And if Beverley happens to be in, which is where I have him now, that's enough to make D'Angelo Russell fourth. He's got a big ceiling. He's not afraid to shoot. And if the shot's falling, he's not afraid to keep shooting. I like that kind of ceiling for $28. In at number three, I'm looking at Andrew Wiggins. He's small forward eligible, $22, projected for 34.5. The goal is 42. He's in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. I got Wiggins in for 34 minutes. No Draymond in this one. Fantasy point per minute, 26% usage. A lot of scoring, 21 real points, 5 boards, 2 assists, and 2 stocks. It is a pace-up spot against Memphis, but I actually think it helps out to not have Draymond out there. It just gives Wiggins a couple more touches in the game than he would normally get. And for a guy that likes to gun like Wiggins does, anytime that he gets the ball in his hands more, that's a day where I want to get more of him. At number two, I'm looking at Reggie Jackson, point guard eligible, $17, projected for 30, goals 37. He's in the optimal lineup 24% of the time. He's just a completely different player with no Paul George. He's a fantasy point per minute guy in 30 minutes. He's got 30% usage. Now it's mostly scoring, 18 real points, almost 4 boards, just over 4 assists, maybe a stock. It is a pace down spot against Denver, but this Denver team is a little shorthanded. They're slowly but surely playing more and more guys that are a bit further down their bench. And Paul George isn't coming back anytime soon, so take advantage of Reggie Jackson's price right now and sort of the up and down nature of the Clippers, because I don't get the sense that he's going to be $17 for much longer. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are, and then go to AwesomeO.com/Yahoo-promo and get the deets for 1 free month of AwesomeO Plus Platinum, along with a little bit of a bonus for Yahoo. This one's easy. Number one Yahoo play today is center eligible Nikola Jokic. He is $56, projected for 65 fantasy points. The goal 75. He's in the optimal lineup 26% of the time. I've got him like 19 points ahead of anybody else on this slate. 35 minutes, 1.85 fantasy points per minute. He gets an even bigger bump with no Will Barton. 36% usage, 30 points, like real points, 16 rebounds and 8 assists. That's the baseline projection. That happens 50% of the time, which is bonkers. Plus 2 stocks. Pace neutral against Clippers, but who cares? No one has the same raw point ceiling as Nikola Jokic on this slate, and that's why he is the number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on Yahoo for Tuesday, January 11th. FanDuel and DraftKings versions of this video are around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. Back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.